Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host from Great Neck today is Ann Hirsch. And we've been talking with Councilwoman Anna Kaplan, who was sharing the most wonderful story of how she got to be councilwoman. And at the end of the day, it's because she persevered and she earned it and she deserves it.
Thank you.
100%. So, and I hope she's councilwoman for many years to come, because the town of North Hempstead needs people like Anna.
Thank you.
She's first woman from Iranian background to be elected into a position.
That's true, too.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes.
That's in New York? Or that was...
That's basically all over.
Right, I thought
before
it was all
me,
over.
Before me, there was a mayor in California. Mr. Delshad was elected as the mayor.
Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Right, I remember reading
and
that.
And we've had trustees of Kings Point that have been male figures who have been Persian background. But on a town level, I would be the first woman elected, which is an honor again.
Absolutely. So now that you're elected, or you were elected, and you'll get ready to... You're getting ready to be reelected. Some of the projects you've been working on.
Again, like I said, I have a wonderful district. One of the things that we've been really working very hard has been Manhasset Valley Park.
Okay.
This was a park that the town got from Nassau County. It was in very bad disrepair, and the town took it over. And the first thing on their Supervisor Kamen's administration, they put in two fields in there, a softball field and also a multi-purpose field. I can't tell you.
This is the field on Northern Boulevard by Macy's?
Across from Macy's.
Across from Macy's,
yes,
okay.
On Northern Boulevard and Community Drive. And I can't tell you how gratifying it is driving there by at 8:30 at night and seeing little kids playing or adults playing. These two fields get utilized all the time. The first step, the first part of the project was to put the fields. And we had a grand opening with Mr. Jim Brown, who was a Manhasset resident.
Right.
And
oh, really?
Also, yes.
I remember that. He was a Manhasset
high school graduate. And the second step was we put in lights so that the fields could be utilized during the fall when it gets dark early. Right now, we're working on the third phase, which is putting bathrooms. But even more important, there were some dumping of glasses, and the area was not really in good shape. And because of Superstorm Sandy and a lot of other storms, all of that was really coming up. So we're doing a major cleanup. We're putting sprinkler systems, and also we're putting bathrooms in there. The third phase will be finished, hopefully in October. It's on the works right now. And the fourth and the last step will be to put in some playgrounds. So when families come and one kid is playing the game, the other kid could actually go and use the playground and be occupied.
Yes,
and be occupied, yeah. Correct. And it's been a wonderful park. Manhasset does not have any parks, and it's great to be able to, as a town, give them this park where their kids could be utilizing this for practices instead of driving 40 minutes away to a field that they can actually participate. But it is a town park, and it gets used by a lot of different town residents.
Now, I see it all the time, lit up at night when you'd be driving by. I'm a member of the Unitarian Church on Shelter Rock. You could be coming home, and there's something going on there.
Yes, it's
very often.
Yes, it's really great. That's one of the big projects that I've been involved with and really passionate about. We also have Whitney Pond Park, which has basketball courts and also has a pool. And the pool was, again, in disrepair. Mm-hmm. And under Supervisor Bosworth administration, we had that fixed. And we had a grand opening again a couple of weeks ago. And we've reduced the fees on that pool so that all the neighboring residents could actually benefit and come and use it. In the mornings, we have a senior time that the seniors could come and do laps and just have a little time quietly. And then we have camps coming and utilizing that too. It's just a wonderful neighborhood pool, and I've seen a lot of usage this year, and that also gives me a great pleasure.
Uh-huh. You know what it is, too, which people don't pay attention to sometimes? The amount of work behind the scenes that you... I mean, everybody sees the park, Manhasset Valley, and it's a lovely ball field.
Yes.
But now you're talking about the cleanup that's still going on.
Yes.
All you're looking at, most people, when they walk in, say it's a lovely garden, a lovely yard or a playing field or whatever.
Yes.
The amount of time that it required by you to get things done and right. all the stuff that goes wrong that nobody pays attention to.
Right. But that's really what we do. We're here to make the life of our residents
right.
better. And they move to the town because of the schools and the parks and the library. Those are the reasons people come to suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand that, and we want to do whatever we can to help our residents.
Now, you've completed phase one of a project that's bigger than what has been done. What is the projection as far as phase two is concerned?
Well, phase two was the lighting. The lighting alone was costing the town $550,000.
Wow.
The two fields cost about $2.7 million. The bathrooms and the cleanup is about $800,000-$900,000. And I also should mention, we got $100,000 grant from Nassau County, and legislator Ellen Birnbaum and also legislator Rich Nicolello were really instrumental. Each of them got us $50,000. So we put in $800,000 in our capital improvement. They came up
okay.
with another $100,000, and that is being used for the phase three, which is the bathroom and the cleanup. And hopefully we'll put another budget in our capital budget for doing the playgrounds next year.
The geese have been in that area.
Yes.
And I wondered if you could just a little bit, do you take them into consideration?
Well, we try very hard. Geese have been an issue and a concern at basically all of our parks. A little less in Manhasset Valley. I've seen that Gary Pond Park, which is in Roslyn, is also in my district, and they've been more of a concern there. But our commissioner, Jill Weber, is doing a wonderful job, and she really has her pulse on these parks, makes sure that they are constantly cleaned up and constantly looked after and made sure that they're available for the people's use. But it is a continuing problem.
And it's going to be, right? It's difficult.
Yes.
And all you can do is try to get it off to the side. You really can't do much else about it.
Right.
Jill was saying they're getting, it's opening up some of the parks to dogs. Hopefully it'll scare some of them away.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Yes.
We're lucky we have the parks, so we have to concern ourselves with those issues.
Absolutely.
Which is the main part of it. You were talking a little bit earlier, or during the break actually, about Fun Day Monday also.
Yes, I really have to say I went to Fun Day Monday the last two Mondays. And the first Monday was just such a wonderful sight to see almost 1,000 seniors coming and utilizing this program. And I can't say I'm looking forward to becoming a senior, but if I were a senior, I think this is a great program to be able to go to the beach. The weather was just wonderful. The breeze from the ocean, the water sight, being there with friends, sitting, whether you're playing Mahjong or you're just having a conversation or you're part of the book club. It's so nice for our seniors to have a place to go and really make more friends, be part of a bigger community, and feel like they are welcomed in this community and that people care about them.
Right.
I always say I'm a big advocate for our seniors. They've done for us, and we need to do for them and the next generation. And I'm also pushing very hard. We've been very successful, and with the first step, and the second step would be a site plan approval. We're doing some affordable senior housing, because every time in the last 4 years when we did events for seniors, one of the things we heard a lot was that we need some more affordable
mm-hmm.
housing. Some of these seniors have been here for years and years. This is the home that they know, and they don't really want to go out of town of North Hempstead. But for some, the cost of living here has become very high, And for some, taking care of their homes have been very difficult.
Oh, absolutely.
So in order, we have a developer who has come in, and he is working very hard to clean up a brownfield, which I think is a great thing to begin with, because we don't know how it's affecting all our neighborhoods.
Right, right. Get it cleaned up anyway.
Yes.
For everybody.
To do that, and then to build 72 units of affordable senior housing in our town. This will be the first one of its kind in Nassau County.
Now, let me see if I can get this straight. Aren't there two locations? Newcastle was one, and the other one was,
yes,
Mount Olive Hill property. So where's the 72?
The 72 units is in Mount Olive Hill property, which is on Community Drive. It's in Manhasset. That's the one in my district. And right now, they're working on the cleanup, and I'm hoping that they will succeed in that, and they'll come to us very shortly for site plan approval.
So is there any projected date as far as when this might come into fruition?
I can't really give you a projection date, but you can rest assured that if I'm on top of it, it will be done as soon as possible, because my goal is, and really one of the reasons I'm running for re-election is because I've worked on these projects for the last couple of years, and they're just coming to a head now. And I just want to make sure that they get done, and they get done the right way. And I can't wait for this to be, for us to have a groundbreaking and then grand opening.
We're out. We're out of time. It's amazing. But Anna is not out of time, because she has to see these projects through. And the only way to do that is when she gets reelected in November, so she can follow up and get the housing and everything else done. You've been listening to Anna Kaplan, councilwoman from the town of North Hempstead, on Project Independence and You. We'll be back after a break.